it appropriate for the DOJ to open criminal investigations into the mayor and the governor?
I mean, it's a federal offense to impede a federal investigation, like what we're seeing in the streets right now. I think that is very uncommon to go after political figures like that. I think it may be more of a statement more than anything else. But, you know, we'll see. I think what's happening because, in the streets of Minneapolis, though, I think we need to, on both sides, start calming down the rhetoric. I'm glad the president did not invoke the Insurrection Act to throw our military in the middle of all of this, just sort of escalated the violence.
He still says he might. He's just not doing it now. And you saw that Todd Blanche, the deputy attorney general, accused Walz and Frye of, quote, engaging in terrorism.
No.
I mean, that's not turning the temperature down.
No, it's not. It's not. And they have federal law enforcement training at FLETC in Georgia. You know, I think maybe some need to go maybe have some enhanced training. This is a very volatile situation. We've seen an over 1,000% increase in assaults on ICE officers, 8,000 verbal assaults on them. You know, 7 out of 10 of these arrests, though, are criminal aliens. And if you look at who they're targeting in Minneapolis, because it is a sanctuary city.
Criminal aliens, the criminal because they're here without documentation or engaged.
No, they're aggravated felons. I mean, they've arrested murderers in Minneapolis, drug traffickers. How did we get here, right? I passed ICE into law when I chaired Homeland a decade ago, bipartisan, overwhelming support. How did we get to this point? I think the prior administration let millions of people in. Mayorkas disregarded federal law, which says you shall detain aggravated felons, and instead told his agents you can release them.
So
now we're dealing with all these aggravated felons throughout the United States.